Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock, podcast number 617. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from Dinnest from Asbury Park. That song's called Understand It. It's on the album Making a Scene, which just came out September 2nd on Cleopatra Records. Used to see that band coming through the area a lot. Haven't seen them recently. I hope that changes. That album's great. It's just an excellent little dream pop record. Not quite as much guts maybe as the last ones, but it's a very nice record. You're going to want to listen to that one. I've got lots of music for you today. I'm going to start here with something from Trevor Blinder. The song is called Falling in Love.
I remember when you said you'd never love again. Said that she is just a friend. I can see what's really going on. Hanging on her every word. I don't know if you'll ever learn. You're gonna get burned.
She's gonna break your heart.
She's gonna break your heart.
Jam. That is the Chelsea Curve from Parts Boston. The song is called Eye on You, and that's on the album All About Things, which Red on Red Records put out March 31st of this year. Saw that band at a scooter rally in New England about a month ago, and they were very good. That song there is interesting. It's, I think, maybe the only one on the album sung by the guitarist rather than the bassist, who usually runs things up front. Just an excellent little mod pop record there. Lots of power pop. Before that, Trevor Blindor with the song Falling in Love. That's the title track from the album that came out February 11th of this year on Family Spree Recordings. He's based out of Des Moines, Iowa, a project of Trevor Treiber, actually. I like that album so much, I reached out to him and said, come on down, play a show in Kansas City. And he said he can't. He's legally blind. No live shows for that band, but hopefully we'll get more and more records. That one there has bits of everything. There's some nice 50s sort of pop to it, but there's straight up power pop, there's pop punk, and there's so much happening there, and it's all just wonderful. Really good listen, lots of fun. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever, we'll get through it together. But hopefully you make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. I got a trio of songs here for you. I'm going to start with the Wilmas. This one's Do Me a Favor.
Do
little set there, a set for the Underdogs, ending there with Isolation from Falmouth in the UK. The song is called Already Gone. It's on the band's 7-inch Fabric Tear, which came out August of this year on Crew Cut Records. I think it's like 6 or maybe 5 songs in that 7-inch, and they're all just wonderful. Just that guitar sound, it's what you want to hear, right? Before that, we heard Still Ill from Kansas City, Missouri. The song Pretty People, that's on the band's self-titled, I don't know, maybe it's an EP, maybe it's an album, 7 tracks. It's available digitally online, find it on Bandcamp. And there's a lot of variety on there. It ranges from, lots of things. Shoegaze is in there, but there's like, I don't know, almost some screamo sort of things happening there, and it gets so atmospheric. Maybe it's some sort of blackened something, who knows, but that track there I really enjoy, and in fact I enjoy that whole EP. I haven't seen the band live yet. They are on my to-see list. And then before that, we heard from the Wilmas, a band from Lawrence, Kansas, way back in the day. The song is Do Me a Favor, and that was on the 2 7-inch release, Songs About Girls, that came out in 1989 on the band's own Leftover Records. Turns out they do have some Leftover Records. They just found a batch of them, so head over to Bandcamp. You can buy the 7-inch and then get like a 15 bonus tracks, everything the band ever recorded, all for a low, low price. And that's what I did. And it's wonderful. It feels like it was recorded in 1989, and indeed it was. It's got that, that wonderful American underground late 80s feel to it. Do you remember that? Were you part of that? Anyway, I loved that. Oh, well. I'm out of time here, so let's wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 617. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. Or find me in your favorite social media networks like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. Lots of things coming up. On the 12th, we've got Moonspell playing Granada, or William Elliott Whitmore at the Bottleneck, or Chad Rex playing at Minibar. On the 13th, Sunny Day Real Estate is at the Liberty, or Testament is at the Truman, or Cheap Trick is at the Uptown. On the 14th, Jimmy Eat World at the Uptown, or Surfboard at Record Bar. On the 16th, Vitreous Humor playing at the Bottleneck, or Cretan 66 is at the Brick. The 17th, Pale Waves is coming to the Record Bar. The 19th, Cigarette Bums are at Club Sandwich. 20th, you've got either Pavement at the Uptown or Melvin's at the Record Bar. 21st, Built a Spool at the Granada, North by North at Club Sandwich. 22nd, Of Montreal at the Granada. 23rd, you get Gaslight Anthem at the Midland, or Dan Jones at the Velo Garage. 24th, Dinosaur Juniors at the Truman, and the Bishops are at the Brick, I think. Nightosphere is playing that night at Farewell. On the 25th, Sick Thoughts are at the Farewell, or the Velveteers are at the Bottleneck. Haven't been out to that club in a while. 26th, Inline Twist is at the Mini Bar, or Black Star Kids are playing at Record Bar. 27th, Pale Waves come to the Record Bar. The Cult comes to the Uptown. Nightosphere comes to Toilet Bowl on, I've got that list down as 23rd, so maybe I've got something wrong there. Nightosphere always playing there. And let's see. The 1st in October, we've got Ice Age coming to Record Bar. So shows coming up, lots of them. Get out, enjoy it. Now's the time of the year that things, tours come through, and it's like really nice in Kansas City. Everyone likes to drive when it's not too hot, not too cold. Just right. Goldilocks shows. Looking at the website, I've got lots of things up there new. I've got photos and videos and thoughts of the Lambretta Suede and the Motel 6 and Mad King show, the Melophobia Field Days Distant Now show, and the Idols and Injury Reserve show, and a couple more that I've been to that aren't even posted yet. So head out to the website, get yourself something interesting to read, look at some pretty pictures, and see if I'm right about all the things I'm wrong about. All right, one track left for you here. It's by Flying Colors from Melbourne in Australia. The song I play is called I Don't Want to Let You Down. It was on the band's 2015 EP, but it's been recently collected as a self-titled album that includes both the first EP and the second EP, and just released July 29th of this year on Poison City Records. Get that on vinyl, because this is how this one's supposed to hear. It's like warm and lovely shoegaze, but with a little bit of driving. This one has kind of some motoric elements to it, and I like that. So let's end things here. This is Flying Colors with I Don't Want to Let You Down. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.